Okay, so and we're going to table some of the old business, which is selection of officers and so forth. So we're going to jump right over to new business, and we have, let's see, four proposals that we want to entertain.
The only the others can come later on, maybe thinking of.
Oh, as far as proposal, the one proposal?
You might have questions.
Okay, have you given this out to the... I'll go ahead and read this proposal, too, that way. Derek Parsons has been beneficial in putting some proposals together for the board. Proposition number one would be, I'll go ahead and read verbiage. Inasmuch as the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association has received an offer to plow and reseed a portion of the ranch at no expense to the members or association, therefore improving the property value and aesthetics of the ranch, it is requested that the board review and vote to approve the offer from, it is from Alan Steed, or is it from the consortium, or?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's from Alan.
Alan Steed and we're encouraged to proceed with that. Do you have a proposal that you want to bring forward?
Well, briefly, we see an opportunity. Anybody that looks for it, they do it.
Hey, John, bring Alan closer.
Okay.
This does not look like a big money opportunity. However, I've been involved with the ranch for a number of years now, and it appears that it may be a blessing to the ranch and an opportunity for us, in that I see a lot of land that was once farmed and a lot of land that could have sagebrush knocked down and planted, and plant the type of grass might be well dry. Generally, it would be something if you wanted to... Well, the government's come out with some other grasses that do well in dry land. They come up with a new alfalfa that does well without water, which isn't the whole alternative to do without watering, because when you farm, you need water. You have quite a water right, and your water rights have to be proved on. There's a lot of ditches, irrigation ditches that are washed out, haven't been used in many, many years, that if you could bring them into use, you could start showing a proof on the water. You have to, you can get tax breaks by doing, say, pulling into the green belt, they call it. There's different things that you can do to pay some taxes. So we propose, we come in, take a select amount of ground that you people feel good on, plow it, plant it, for we'd like several years' opportunity to see how well it works, and the opportunity to where we see an opportunity working through Dale, having an understanding how that used to work in the past, open up some ditches, do some repair on a few reservoirs so that the water can be used. That would help you people by proving on water. If you don't prove on your water, you understand people are actually filing for water, and you may be losing it, not even knowing it. It can slip right out from under you, and you never know. Instead of use it, it's gone. And I have heard of a neighbor applying for water. So that is a beneficiary to the ranch, and it's just beautiful to have a field green and being plowed. See a swath of going in the field. It also brings in beautiful wildlife. It puts it on an upgrading scale. We don't know how well it works. We don't know how much water we'll be able to turn into those areas. We don't know what kind of crops will work good in the first year or the second. We would like to sign an agreement that would get us several years opportunity to plow and plant, bales, and probably start with some rye, possibly some alfalfa down on the lower field. We may want to pump some water with your well and see how well this will work for us. We would even be grateful if you hired us to do it. We love to farm. If you want us to take the responsibility and the loss, we're grateful to do that too. But there is a tremendous opportunity there for someone. We'd be glad to do it. I see a blessing. If you look at it in the light, it keeps you in a certain tax bracket, saves on your taxes, it beautifies the place. If you have a cow program developing in the future to say, here, you provide us with $8,000 or $10,000, pay to winter our cows. No money's passed around, perfectly legal, and everybody's blessed by it. So, that's our proposal. A few years would be all a good start. We know you don't like long-term leases. We don't know how well it works. We're willing to take the loss, try it, or we'll be grateful to bring a tractor in. Do this. We're willing to do it ourselves too. That's our proposal.
Thank you.
Can I make a comment on that? I see a benefit to this major that we've been back east where the Amish have fields that are just beautifully wild. So when you come across, like, out to the meadow and you can see these fields, it brings a sense of pride because of the farming that's going on. So it's rough, everything. Yet the animals are up there already. We know that they're probably going to attack it right off the bat. So you're probably going to... That's right. But there's another benefit to that, too, because we have that woolly issue that we have to address for the fire danger. And because of the fire danger, if you were doing that type of work, that would help. That would help also that we have water resources there, and it would also help address some of those issues with the woolly. I'm sure they'd be really happy because it's being maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is just like Alan said, if you've got all that, if they're planting hay, right, whatever, if we purchased it from them and leased it to them to let them do that type of thing, we could get it at a good price. Maybe we won't have to haul it, and then we'd have it for our own cow. You know, it's already there. But this is, we don't have as long a growing term time as we've got down here, but you've seen that Bear grow great gardens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's there. It's there. If we can do it, that's a great idea because our water resources are right there. We're going to lose them. We need to scoop them up. That'd be a super idea as far as I'm concerned. That would be a great idea for them to.
Another issue is it's difficult to just go drill a well or five wells on a two-year lease. You just don't do it. To drill wells, you can actually transfer your water rights to different areas of the ranch. You must prove on your water, because water in the state of Utah is delicate. It's a delicate situation. You have an opportunity. And the longer the lease we have, the more long-term we can see, hey, if we put a pivot here, or if we run a wheel here, we'll get 2 to 3 times the yield. It benefits you big on your water. Water is worth the money. And it can go away like that.
Thank you.
And the members can transfer their shares to you or back so they can drill their well on their personal lot. It can be maintained within your family.
And plus, we always have surface water.
Surface water is going away. Not one.
No, so part of your proposal would be to improve on the surface water catchment and,
yes.
And drainage?
Yes.
Okay. And obviously, this is something that's going to need to, we're going to have to do a look at what areas we're
right.
closing.
Specific areas down by the ranch headquarters, there's some Flatnell fields.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice fields. Very little brushing. Ready to go pretty close. There's some fields down below Brent Homer's, a little bit up Meadow Canyon, both sides. Anywhere where you see a clearing where there's no cedar tree and it's just brush, it's an opportunity.
Sides of the airport?
Yeah, both sides of the airport. And probably you even might want to plant a strip to keep it maintained.
That's something that we were possibly thinking about in the future anyway, to maintain that strip. Ed, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I'm so new, you know, I wouldn't know what to ask. References. You know, I know that we struggled when I first bought my office, you know, that the water system struggled. And I think it's really in good shape now. I'm sure SEC would want to do anything to change that. Surface water is just being, you know, just going into the ground.
It's
great.
It's going away.
Somebody on the
way. So, I mean,
that's a grand opportunity.
Dave, any thoughts or comments?
I just like to see it mapped out roughly, Alan. You've got an idea of what areas you're talking about as far as the plowing and planting and well placement, just so that we can see it. I know what you're describing right now. I know most of those areas.
A big question, because we're going into this expecting to be kicked out of the door in a sense. You know, we really don't know if he'd accept such an offer. It's been talked about originally on this bill, and at this bill, me having an understanding of the Greenbelt area, the water right area, and seeing the beauty of the property, seeing an opportunity. I've been careful about saying anything. Talked to Phil, and Phil says, well, go to Bill. He knows this land and what it's produced, and it's a great idea, and Phil understands water from golf, and it's a great thing. So we're very, 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 very lame in what we're going about, because we don't know how much we can do. However, the longer we get into this, the more things can develop. So the big question is, do you want to take a risk and start it on a certain portion and make it work slowly, say, okay, this looks good, let's expand this area and each and work slower at it?
I think that's probably a better approach.
But the problem is,
but we
this
have
year
to.
We want to start plowing.
My suggestion is that we, because the board doesn't have a lot of money, that if we were to allow them to venture this, say give them a 5-year lease, and at least that gives them an opportunity. First year, it's always the hardest because they don't know what's going to go where it's best yet. That's kind of a touch of the thing. But they're taking that risk. If we allow them to do that, they're taking the risk. They're putting the seed in. They succeed or don't succeed. They can make money off of it or they can't make money off of it, whatever. But we benefit because we got the beauty of it, and it's going to attract different animals. It's going to help take care of our water. There are water resources are still going to be there. That is, we're putting something in already because it's water. And that's okay because when it's going away, it's just washing away anyway. It's better for us to use it than to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still a benefit. We're still win-win. They could do it, and we don't. It doesn't come out of our pocket. All we're having to do is say, okay, let's maybe take this, you know, show us what areas you want to do. But
there's two added benefits that no one thinks to talk about now. The one is that it really, really helps with erosion control, which is a huge problem, and we all know it. And part of that is because the surface water catchments have not been maintained. The second advantage is we spent a great deal of money on the site this year. Just in these little long brush hogging areas really would have been more beneficially planted.
Mm-hmm.
And when you brush hog anything, it's a great deal of diesel fuel and a great deal of equipment wear and tear. And I'll use Sustainable Me as an example. When I first came here 7 years ago, Down Below Me was actually fairly decent. And now it's nothing but overgrown sagebrush. And honestly, I see a huge advantage in that whole hollow area, pasture down by the headquarters, and Dave Cadell. I even talked to him yesterday, and he's willing to take the flat portion of his land and let it farm. And he has a good section right down there on the flat. And he sees a huge advantage to it, and so do I. And I think that I'm really serious to think that if Alan presents a plan of the proposed areas based upon how they think they can do this, with, you know, a map of the area drawn out, a general plan on how he wants to do it, and then you give him a 5-year lease to do it. And they take the risk, and we reap the benefits. And then at the end of 5 years, if it has or hasn't worked for us, then we recover it.
I agree with what you've described, Brent. The 5-year lease is the only thing that I'd have a little bit of a problem with, but what would be the water resource for the area you've described? Would it impact your water resource?
Actually, it wouldn't, because we actually have a leaf spring that belongs to Deer Springs Ranch. Now, there have been 3 members who applied for water rights off that, have been granted water rights off. But we still have our agricultural units that are attached to that spring. And that spring produces a great deal of water, and it could be used for there. Now, Alan went in and placed a well up above my well. It impacts my water, but I doubt it. I'm just throwing numbers out there. 3-year, 5-year, whatever you guys decide. I just see a lot of good property going to waste that could be used for the ranch's benefit, for potential income, for erosion control, for surface water reclamation. I mean, there's 50 reasons why I would do it.
I'm just asking, how do you feel, what do you think we would lose if they did it for 5 years? What could actually be the loss of that?
I don't know if that fall, but then burned by long-term leases. The clauses in the leases are critical. For instance, yeah, whether it's the disadvantage or our advantage, there has to be a kick clause. We would be able to do it. Alan can put the equipment. I don't want this at the ranch house. That's not the ideal location for storing that kind of equipment. So if it was stored out where this development is going to take place, it would be an eyesore. There's things like that that have to be taken into consideration. Just not an automatic appointment.
Okay. I have a comment. Understanding is the greed of money, focus, and the love of the ranch. I've been there years. I don't feel like I've been in a fence. Just the fact that okay, simple tractor and planters, you still hire students. This is a good thing. You know, you could say, see, Alan and I could be off the way and go hire some something out there on John McCain to do this. But we have an opportunity to bless you, but the problem is the longer term we see, the more willing we're able to spend that fuel to fix around the town. If you say 3 years, look at it with kind of, I don't know, and it leaves us a lot less able to see a little further into the future. It's a big question. Should we jump into this with a longer term? You want to pay planters? Do you want to pay a file?
Well, the thing about a lease is you know, whether it's short term or long term, you know, if it's short term and renewable, it's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
When I take out my auto, you know.
Time, you give me a 2-year lease renewable, or did I say a 1-year renewable? You might agree to get in next year and have a buddy, and I'm out.
That's a possibility, Alan. We know that there's changes in the board, and then there's changes in the
board. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. We're trying to get on an even keel and trying to develop programs that will that we can maintain and keep it going. Okay. We're not into change for change's sake, okay? But I have concern about the length of the lease, and if everything's going well, there's no reason why we wouldn't renew it. It's a problem, you know, but it's if we have to know what the lease agreement is, we need to see it in writing, we need to know the areas, we need to know what the benefits are. There's got to be a win-win situation. I don't like win-lose or lose-win or whatever. You know, I think everyone can do a race if we go about it the right way.
I think if we're talking... for them in a lease agreement. That's why a handshake off the good time. Let's file plant the secret stuff.
Well, I think that we're talking to, you're talking two different animals. Drill on a well,
yeah.
Put in wheel lines and pivots is one thing. A second thing is that to get to that point is going to be super costly. A step down from that is reestablishing the ditches and the existing reservoirs and flood irrigation, or even putting those into some drip piping that isn't too expensive. And then the lowest is in the broad hollow that doesn't have surface availability and anything established, and you're not going to put in a couple hundred in the drill wells and put in pivots this fall and just grub it out and replant it and see what, you know, on more of a dry land pasture thing. And so I separate that, and that's what it's a one-year lease grown into a 10-year lease. Maybe so many acres in a dryland pasture that I think that you're talking about getting in this fall, which is the next 30 days, immediately on a handshake deal to take so many acres of an area that's already been plowed and planted and put it into a high grass or something, and then see how that works.
Three stages.
Right. That's why we don't particularly want to get into this real serious lease agreement issue where lawyers start taking over. We want to say the handshake, shall we do this? Shall we do that? Is this good for everybody? We have the resource here. We could do this. Would you like to do that in a meeting like this? Is my proposal. We don't want to be so aggressive.
And what's wrong with that? Because what if he does have, you know, he's already got equipment already out there. And he doesn't store it on the property, but he would have to have a tractor if he thinks like that. And those, I think, are issues that could be brought to the board if there's a fix. If there's a problem, then bring it to us and we take care of it if that becomes a problem. It's really hard to do business for anything if you only look at this farm. Have to look at a long term. That's our whole problem then with this board before, because we get in there and we get one thing part way done and it never gets finished because somebody else comes along and they have a new idea and it changes. And we can't get anything done unless we make some decisions. Business decisions are as good as the only way to be in business. You make a business decision, then we move on with it. Then we adjust. If things are a little bit different, we make a few adjustments. But we have to make those decisions to make things happen.
One of the two other things you got to think about is, number one is Alan has a proven track record with us. He's been there for years and he's treated everyone exceptionally well. And so it's not like we're dealing with something we don't know. I have to think about that. And as much as I hate to, Ben's right. I mean, if we look at different things we do and establish, you know, a dry farm area, something with simple surface water, drip irrigation, or flood irrigation, and then down the road, if it looks like we can do wells and pivots and whatever, we do that. And we just take it step by step.
Okay. You're hitting on probably the most important point, and that's the water resource itself. If you're talking surface water and there was any impact, for instance, on the ponds, it would be unacceptable. If there was any impact on existing water members' water rights and things like that, unacceptable. So the water resource needs to be identified. I don't think there's anybody in here that would argue that it's a very, very good idea as far as development of the lands that are not currently in use. There's just that impact.
John, when Alan King talked to me about the 10-year list, I said, no, I'm just sure that's not practical. And he said, 5 years. And I don't think that's practical right now. I think there's other things. But a 2-year lease something that is a win-win. There's not a thing negative about that. And the winter is crowding us. So to make that kind of a decision for him to plant, I told him I would go up and go over the areas and give you back up for your region, but the areas that we reseeded in 1980 and the areas that Finley's reseeded before us. So it's, we're not inventing a wheel, we're just merely getting
it's just dry. We're talking dry farm.
Just dry farm right now.
With an opportunity to help any rainwater.
Yeah.
Get in the right
place. We can work that, but there's a lot of alligators that very few understand, and I'd be happy to work with Alan on the water and discuss it, you know, with the board as to where we've already been on water and the use of the water and saving our water. So that's kind of a different item that I think you'd be very comfortable with, Alan, as far as what's needed there. But I thought for the meeting today, the board would give approval for them to identify the areas, and I don't know whether it makes any difference to the board, if it's the left side of the road or the east, who cares, if they will move their equipment in and start plowing and planting to take advantage of winter moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of us can work together during the winter months to try to do the very best we can water-wise, cultivation-wise for you and for the ranch. It's a win-win.
I really don't have an agenda of my own other opportunity to bless everyone. It's not a selfish effort.
Yeah. Well, we can help you on that. On the very safe, reliable
right.
thing, but it takes time. And so that's why, you know, just whether the board would allow you to start planting and plowing, and we go out and identify the areas.
Can I make a motion then? Let's make a motion that says that we would allow Alan Steed to plow and plant the property that has been identified. We will have Del go with you to identify that. If that information will be brought back to the board, that we'll just
we need to be on board.
Right,
that
we'll understand what properties are being done to allow him to plow and plant those fields using the surface waters and what. Waters, they're not drilling wells right now, but they will use the surface waters to bring those back into.
There's no water in this proposal.
Oh, okay.
Until some other people understand what the water is.
Yeah.
Until we find the water. Okay.
There is water in the sky.
Out of the sky. Rain water.
Okay.
Well,
dry farming. Okay.
No water else.
What would be the first planting? Winter wheat or are you talking rye or alfalfa?
Rye and alfalfa. Possibly a little alfalfa down low. Still look very good. Rye does look better in dry areas. And rye does well for a beef feed. We don't know. We want to get
it.
We have the mushroom.
Okay, let me finish the question. That he would have 2-year lease with this, with the opportunity to extend it for 5 years as we see that it has progressed in the direction that we thought it would improve the ranch.
So if you're saying guaranteed 2 years, the 3-year follow-up and the 5-year point of recycle would
complete. Yes, that's the way that's my proposal.
Okay. What would be the water resource? Say, for instance, the ranch house.
We don't know if turning the well would be an impact on the cabin. But there is a well there, and a little bit of water at a certain time is very beneficial for the crop. He is the man in charge. It isn't my dry down the alfalfa. We're working.
We sprinkled the 20 acres behind the ranch house.
You have the walker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His cabins are first. We understand. He's in charge, you're in charge. We don't turn the house without permission. That's the relationship we want.
So the water resource would be the existing well by ranch house.
For starters, see how that goes. We don't know a lot. We just don't know. We're getting into it. catching up to see what's good for everyone.
What's the latest evaluation any of us knows as far as that well?
We have never had a problem with that well, have we?
No. Well, we have two wells. We have an irrigation well, and we have the domestic well.
That's not my discussion.
Our water supply and water system isn't homeless. We got a proposal. Do we have a second?
So the first 2 years is dry farming.
Right. And then we
wouldn't get that. There's no guarantee that we'd get the water, but we'd look at
getting
it.
We have permission. We don't even have to answer it. If we saw an opportunity for very little money to fix around it or turn waters in the field and address it as you go, we're not so end on answers right now, but have an open eye that, hey, this would be good, let's consider this, let's work our way through it.
Obviously, water rights is important. Water instruments, water resources.
You guys need to develop.
Yeah, we have to develop our own water resource plan, and that's something that... for the ranch, we have to develop a water resource plan. So this could be part of it.
The water could be the second item. I think there's not enough knowledge in the board right now other than the dry farm and a couple of years. During the same period of time, and it may be next month, a proposal could be put together that would do the diversion up above Brook Hollow, the Half Moon Reservoir, and the side hill that's all the docks that won't, where there's no ditch at all. I mean, there's certain things that Ben and I and others have worked on over the years that, has happened. But I don't think that it's timely at all to think about it. But if you can reestablish those areas, we'd all win.
Right.
And I would like to help you.
And it's a big step for somebody that's already all this money out to go plow.
Well,
so it might be a springtime, hey, do we feel good about this? It's a big reach for everyone.
We got the first 2 years. It gives us the first few months to decide where we're going with it. And let's get, we got a proposal, but I still need a second. And
I'll go ahead and second it for the first 2 years. Right.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, we are.
There's four of us. So we have a quorum, but we still want to advise of the rest of the board and what's going on. And,
Dave, are you taking it?
Okay, I'm the chair.
Dave is, yeah.
Hey, John. John.
Yes, Dan.
What? Do you have a backup to using your cell phone? It's not working out. What was your backup?
Well, I just have that teleconference.
Right. Have you made arrangements to plug it in somewhere?
Oh no. I can plug it in somewhere though.
Because this is, this is really interesting, but I'm only getting about every fourth word. Maybe you're about an hour into the meeting. How about a bathroom break and a reconfigure?
There you go. Okay.
The seeds
okay.
I started to sound like you had finalized something here. I'm not really sure what, because I didn't hear much of it, but.
A 2-year agreement on dry farming areas to be yet determined and approved by the board, though. So, and then we'll go from there.
And it passed.
And it did.
Yeah, I got that part.
Right. Well, we'll take a 10-minute break, and I'll get set up with the other conference.